When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends out in Holdridge at First Rate Ag, a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 26 years in business. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket. And tomorrow is conference call Thursday,
conference
right, Bill?
Call. We text this morning during the show. Me and Parker text. I had some questions about trying to do some reseeding where I made the buffoonery error with bonus nitrogen that I put down.
What was the buffoonery? Yes, oh, yeah.
I overspread.
Laura was hands on hips.
Yeah, it was hands on hips. And yep. Matter of fact, she's like, you're not doing that again. If she even sees me out there with that, she just like right away, like, what are you doing? She's out, like, if I just out in the yard at all, she just yells at me, what are you doing? And so, but Parker gave me insight on how I can reseed. And so that's what he does. That's the
Parker.
That's the personal service you get.
What's Parker's last
from
name?
First Rate Ag.
Lindstrom.
I didn't know
Parker
that.
Lindstrom.
Yes. Parker Lindstrom. Yes.
Mom, Sherry.
Okay.
Yes.
Good people. Thanks to
oh,
First
great
Rate
people. We know what, Jake? We need a trip out there again, don't we?
I would love that. Yes. I love Holdridge.
Yes.
So I'm not invited.
What's that?
You can come.
Well, you didn't come. You didn't go the time before.
I probably won't go.
Me and Jake made the drive.
You get the Amtrak. You get there at 3 in the morning if you want to. Chill out. We'll pick you up.
I would love to take
chill out.
I'd love
we'll
to take the
up.
Train. Yeah. I'd love to take the train to
take
Holdridge.
The train.
That'd be incredible.
I'd consider
me
that.
And Jake would fall asleep and miss it, and all of a sudden we'd be in North Platte or something.
Bill, we're in Denver.
We're in Denver.
We wouldn't be slept the worst thing.
Yeah, we'll get another one. Head back.
Wouldn't be the worst thing.
It wouldn't be the worst thing.
It's not pricey, is it?
Not bad. $100 I think to get out.
And there is a
what to Denver price.
Is there a dinner cart slash?
There is. Yeah.
So if you want to eat something, just get up and just head in there.
Food is available on the Amtrak. Drink is available.
Jake's fighting through illness right now. Be nice
yes.
to him.
Yeah. Why? I think we are being nice. I don't think
we're not
asking Jake if there's a food cart is being obnoxious.
I don't see that. I was okay with that question.
I wasn't. Yeah.
The Amtrak was.
Are
fun.
You being obstinate?
I think he is right now.
Yeah. You are.
It's time for Bill's Thrills. Let's fire up the intro here on a Wednesday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it is a wild card Wednesday. Where are you going today?
Wild card, and just tis the season. Tis the season. We're going to focus on some college football.
Good God.
College football we want to talk about today for some bonus time. Season-altering games for the week.
Love it.
Season-altering games. This is going to
we
affect
have some.
You. This is major. We start off with Mississippi State versus Florida.
Mm.
Both 1-2.
Mm.
Both 1-2. Mississippi State has way worse losses by the score and who they've played.
Who are they?
Well, they got beat by Toledo and they beat by Arizona State.
Yeah,
Florida's
those are bad losses.
Florida's gotten beat by Texas A&M and Miami. So that's a little harder.
Yep.
Mississippi State has worse losses. But now, it's not hot seat for Mississippi State. It's their first year. But that is
Jeff Lebby.
That's how your season's going to go. Whoever goes to 1 in 3, it's just kind of like, okay, what do we do? It's just every day walking into the building.
And then you've lived it.
And you're at Florida. It's not fun. This might be the biggest one because of expectations. Kansas at West Virginia. Both 1 and 2. Both 1 and 2. Could you imagine if Kansas loses that? And they're 1 and 3 when they were expected to be right there to be in
the preseason.
The Big 12 championship game. I mean, they're looking at it going, like, okay, the two big logos left. So now it's wide open. And all of a sudden, they could be 1 and 3 after being preseason 19.
And they could be, too.
West Virginia's had really tough losses. They've played Penn State and Pitt. That's their two losses. And Pitt, they had beat. So the interesting part, will Pitt beat them twice?
So who's winning that game, Bill?
Well, I really don't know. I really kind of... It's at West Virginia, so you want to lean that way. I think that Pitt loss is going to really haunt them. So I kind of think KU.
Okay.
Arkansas at Auburn, both 2 and 1. Whoever loses that game and goes to 2 and 2, not going to be good.
Hot seat, isn't it?
It's way hotter for Arkansas. Hugh Freeze is not getting fired.
Oh, he's not.
But Pittman should not get fired.
I know you don't think he will, but he's probably...
He might. I'm saying he might. Yeah. I'm saying they should. They have the right guy there. They had Oklahoma State on the ropes so bad.
Yep.
I mean, they should be on a heater right now. Now they're not. I would predict Arkansas wins that game. This one, 2 and 1, 2 and 1. TCU versus SMU. There was a lot of conversation that SMU may win the ACC. There was talks about they'll be right there, have a chance to be in the championship game. And they struggled against Nevada.
Yep.
They lost to BYU. But TCU-SMU is a big rivalry in that world.
What are those records?
2 and 1, 2 and 1.
2 and 1, 2
TCU
and one.
Just lost a heartbreaker. They had UCF just smash. They blocked 3 kicks.
You saw the celebration by the UCF kicker.
UCF kicker. So that is a huge game. This one, I think, is monumental. 2 and 1 versus 2 and 1. Iowa at Minnesota.
Mm.
Minnesota hasn't been scored on in 2 games.
Right.
That's hard.
Well, first time since 1962.
Iowa lost a heartbreaker, and then they played terrible against Troy, who was 0-2.
Not in the second half.
They
won 38-22, something like that.
Yeah, you wouldn't have expected. You expect the halftime to be 24-0 type of thing.
Okay.
So that game is neither coach is getting fired.
No.
But whoever goes 2-2 right there, if that's Iowa and they're sitting there in 2-2 and we just lost and they just lost to the Iowa State and to Minnesota, and this is a rivalry game.
Oh yes.
This is one. This counts.
It's a big one.
So the place will be juiced up. And the one I just love also, Baylor, Colorado. 2-1, 2-1.
2-1, 2-1.
Baylor at Colorado. That will set the tone. Prime is not on the hot seat. Aranda is. But if they win that and go to 3-1, and Colorado goes to 2-2, with now these games are going to be a lot more difficult for them. It'll be interesting how that plays out. So these are game altering games.
I like this. Season altering.
Those are
season
tough altering. To pick too. Yes. Baylor, Colorado, tough to pick.
Really tough to pick.
Well, what is the spread?
Really
check it out, Jake. You're the spread man.
I'm taking Baylor. Just so you know, I'm taking Baylor.
Are you?
I'm taking Minnesota.
Wait a second. Slow down. You're taking Baylor at Colorado.
Taking Minnesota at home against Iowa.
Okay.
I'm taking TCU over SMU. I'm taking Arkansas over Auburn. I'm taking Kansas over West Virginia. And I'm taking Florida over Mississippi State.
Some of those spreads here. TCU is a 3-point favorite against SMU.
Okay.
What was the other one? Colorado is Baylor. A 1.5-point favorite against Baylor.
So it's right there.
Pick them.
Yeah, pick them right there.
That's in Boulder.
What's
the
Iowa-Minnesota game, Jake?
That one is, hang on 1 second. Iowa-Minnesota game
it's gotta be 3 points.
Iowa is favored by 2.5 on the road at Minnesota. Yeah. That's a 6:30 kick NBC this Saturday.
Oh, what Iowa hard games to pick. Hard games to pick.
Really hard.
What's the other ones you're curious about?
Arkansas-Auburn.
Okay, Arkansas-Auburn.
That's going to be the same thing. It's going to be about a three-point game.
Spread in that one. Auburn is a 3.5-point favorite at home against Arkansas.
What's the KU-West Virginia game?
KU-West Virginia. Want to guess that one?
I'm going to guess 3.5. No, I'm going to go 2.5 West Virginia.
That is correct on the dot. West
nice.
Virginia is 2.5-point favorite at home.
I don't know what to
Kansas
do.
At 1-3 would be...
Oh, that would be devastating.
Wow.
It would be absolutely devastating. And then, you know why? Then the conversation start. What's the conversation?
Uh-huh.
That their offensive coordinator left to go to Penn State. And all of a sudden, it's like, well, they kind of broke up. The group broke up. What's going on there? Is it on Grimes? How's it? Because
Grimes is the new OC.
New OC. That they've done. But anyway, I'm not getting into all those details. But these games are season altering. This will affect how it'll be very tough. Whoever loses this game to build a rebound to a great season. They might rebound enough to be okay.
You could, but it's tough.
Think about last year, too, for Kansas. I mean, Daniels got hurt early, and Jason Bean rescues that team.
Yeah.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jadon Daniels, or is it Jalon Daniels?
He's Jalen, right?
Yeah, whatever he is.
Yeah,
he's having Yeah, he's having trouble with turnovers is the problem. Their defense is really good, has been strong. Their offense doesn't look the same to me.
Yeah, KU's defense, I don't think they've given up over 300 yards yet, but they've got a loss, a couple of critical losses. I mean, starting the season, you pretty much said, we're going to beat Illinois, and we're going to beat UNLV.
Yes.
And they haven't. So if Kansas comes out of this thing, I mean, right now, if you lose this game, do you make a bowl game? I mean, really hard. Can you imagine starting 19th and all, and they're building a brand new stadium?
Right.
Also, what happens is several of these games, when they start to play home games now, they go to Arrowhead. And there'll be 25, 30,000 people
it's
there.
It's tough. That's what I mean by pressure. Yeah. There's pressure on Lance. They're building a new stadium. The AD, I saw the AD interviewed at halftime of the UNLV game, and he just was riding this big high. That was before they lost the game.
Before the fumble hit nine people, and they couldn't recover it.
That was a bizarre play.
By the way, off topic, if you don't mind, if I'm an AD and I'm thinking about hiring a head coach, I'm looking at Barry Odom.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Been a head coach in the SEC.
Yeah. Now he's I don't know how he's done it, but UNLV is formidable.
Yeah. He wasn't bad at Missouri, was he? I thought he was respectable.
He wasn't bad. And then when he went to Arkansas as the DC, they were really good.
Yeah, you look at him. So you look at Odom.
Oh, he'll be on the move. Yeah. He'll be on the move.
You look at Odom because he's put together a roster where you look at him and go, wait a second. They're not an underdoggy story. They're good.
No, when you watched him against Kansas, if you swapped the uniforms, you wouldn't have known the difference.
No, they're good.
But no, pretty good looking team.
Good looking team.
Pretty good looking team. Yeah. And so you look at like I said, it's just so interesting how, like Jake said today, season's over for Miami.
That is over. It's done.
And it'll be hard because you lost your quarterback.
Isn't that something? That's
going to be really hard.
I mean, think about the Rams. See, when you guys were talking about that earlier in the day, about the Dolphins' season being done, I think about the ramifications for the entire organization. The ticket sales, the merch sales.
If there's any...
How the morale is throughout the organization.
Low right now.
Yeah, you better have good leaders in that.
I'm going to guess at the Chiefs game, because I was right next to it, and it went on for 2.5 hours. There was 12 cashiers at the merch store. I'm going to say they bring in $500,000 easy
per game. Every game.
We saw people walking out with just these bags. I'm like, okay, that bag right there is somewhere around $600 to $700 worth of gear.
Jerseys.
Name it. It was like, and the line... there had to be somewhere between 4,000 to 6,000 people that went through the merch store, and you don't get in that line if you're not buying.
Right.
You don't go, hey, you want to just cruise through it?
No.
No, we're not doing that. We're going to go in and we're going to buy. There's 12 cashiers.
It's not always going to be that way for the Chiefs. Yeah. So they got to capitalize now. It won't always be that way. The Dolphins, though, are in a fix. I mean, this early?
That place will go empty, Jake.
Oh, I'm aware. Dolphins fans are very fair weather fans. Extremely fair weather fans.
Yeah, it'll go empty.
Not me. I'm always there to support. The season's over, though.
Right. Season's over.
I know when the season's done. I wouldn't stop investing as much.
You know what, though, Jake? There's no chance. These next four games, the Dolphins will not go 0-4 in those games. They will not. Probably two. They'll win one for sure, maybe two.
The Seahawks on the road. That's not.
It'll be tough.
Probably a loss. They play, I think, the Patriots, which are beatable. They got the Colts in Indy.
Jeez, those are winnable games.
Yeah, I know. With Tua, they are. With the backup.
Look at the eyes. See the eyes flare? With Tua.
They'd probably be 4-1 might get the hands. Or 5-1. Now we'd be 1-5 or 2-4, something like that. That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored
that
by
was
Dirk
good one.
Scott and Ty.
That was a good
season altering games.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. It's also a wild card Wednesday for us.
Famous
on the game
Joe's.
Show. No. I'm going to get something that'll
Joe Biden.
Back. Yeah. Today is a topic people like, our listeners. Nebraska high school nicknames.
Good God.
Oh.
Do you know your nicknames?
I'm not great at this.
No, I'm not either.
I'm not.
The Columbus Discoverers.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
The
Pendragons. Those will not be on our trivia today, sadly, for you guys. If you know Nebraska high school
nicknames.
If you get
a chance, if you've heard him so many times, you're in this thing. Sipson, I'm not.
464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the link down, Sip and Bill in trivia. You guys are 1-1 on the week. 18-15 overall. You did win yesterday. So
okay, yes.
Mini heater. Make it two.
Okay.
Today we've got LB and Minden on the line. LB, how do you feel about Nebraska high school nicknames today?
I'm feeling pretty good. I got beat last time. I'm coming for some revenge right here.
Okay.
Ooh, hello.
All right, now it's heated.
LB
now
wants heated. Revenge.
You're a whippet.
I'm a whippet.
Whippet good.
Go whippet.
Okay. Bill.
Pioneer Village, Bill.
Bill's a lifeline for one question for Sip. First question to you, LB. What is the nickname for Aurora?
Got it.
Aurora. Ooh. Fellow C1 foe, I'm going with the Huskies.
Brilliant!
You could have never missed. If you'd have missed that one, being from Minden.
That's nearby.
Aurora,
exactly.
That would have been embarrassing.
1-0 lead for LB. Sip, first question. What is the nickname for Fairbury?
Oh, Bill.
I don't know what.
This is Class C1. Sometimes
Fairbury.
B.
We played Fairbury once in a tournament, and they halted the game because the fighting got out of hand. Let's see.
They're not the hot dogs.
they're Fairbury.
Not the red hot dogs, though.
You should know
this. I should definitely know this. It's going to kill me when I don't know it, and then he says it. A Fairbury.
5 seconds.
Also, very close to Minden, also.
Is it?
Not very close. It's at that side of the state.
Not that close.
Five.
Fairbury.
Closer to Beatrice.
The Dragons.
Yeah. Dragons. Not the Dragons. Do you want that LB or not?
I'm going to pass on that.
That would be the Jeffs.
Oh, God.
They're in Jefferson County. That They're the Jeffs.
That is pathetic that I didn't know that.
Fairbury Jeffs.
It's not.
It's pathetic.
Yeah. This is for the win, LB. We're going to Class A, so should be gettable here. What is the nickname for Millard West?
Millard West. Are they the Wildcats?
Brilliant!
We need to get one question.
Millard West Wildcats is correct. Yes, so, sir. LB, congrats. You get redemption. No, you get some revenge here on your win for your loss last
time. Nice job.
Well done.
Thank you. I got one for you. Shut up, Sipple!
There it is. Very nice, LB.
You got
well
you.
Done.
That was good, LB.
That was good.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You just upset my mom, but that's okay.
I told my
Sherry
it's
not
okay.
like that. Sure. You'll be all right, though.
Okay. The Jeffs, Bill. We didn't get the Jeffs. Yeah. That's pathetic.
You have a chance to get one right. Nickname for York, please.
The Dukes.
Is it the Dukes? That's correct.
Brilliant. That.
And this is for Bill. This is for Bill. Sip, you want to help, you can. What is the population of Fairbury?
That's interesting.
I gave you a hint. They go back and forth between Class B and C1.
Okay.
Every year, it feels like.
Here, I'll write down a number and see if you agree with me.
I'm going to say it's like 1,988.
Ooh, okay. So, well, you say that, and I said that.
Let's go 23.5.
Well, what did you write down?
I wrote down 2,700.
3,785.
Really? Ooh, bigger. Fairbury.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that, yeah.
God dang. That's a pretty formidable town.
Out of touch in Nebraska. It's our state.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you've lived here your entire life. I've been 20 stops outside the state.
I know. Bill, I didn't cover high school, so I don't, like...
We need Mary Jane.
Riley Jane.
Yeah, Riley Jane, sorry.
Riley Jane Hamilton covered him, and she would know every name no matter what.
She'd be sad with your performance today, wouldn't she?
She would be. Yeah, she would be.
She knows me, so she'd expect it.
She expects that.
The spillover is next, an early break on the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.